All right, it's time for our daily chat with the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese's. The Eagles get ready for their big, big game at the Washington Redskins, week 17 down in Landover, Maryland. Merrill, the Eagles are off today on Christmas Day, so what's their mindset right now?
The mindset is only get ready for the Washington Redskins. Play this game like it's a playoff game, because this will be either the final game of the season or their entrance into the playoffs. As you know, it all depends on what happens. If the Eagles win, they need a win by the Chicago Bears in Minnesota. If that happens, it will get the Eagles in the playoffs. But that's what they're thinking about. And for some reason, people keep asking Doug about Wentz. Can he come back? When's he coming back? Really, the only focus right now is to get this team ready. And Nick Foles is the quarterback, as far as we can see, for this season.
Well, that's definitely a conversation that'll be kicked down the line if the Eagles do make the playoffs and Wentz is healthy enough. But you're right, they got to get in first. And
But we're talking about healthy enough. And I think Doug made it pretty clear several weeks ago that this is a 3-month rest.
Right.
And then you had the report out of California that the doctor said that Wentz had gone out to California and said this is about a 3-month rest too. So I think it is highly unlikely. Now, if the Eagles were going to go deep into the playoffs to the NFC Championship game or go to the Super Bowl, and we're certainly talking about hypotheticals right now, but if those things were to happen and his medical reports were very encouraging, it is possible that Carson Wentz could line up as a backup, could be suited up for a game. That is conceivable. But even in a situation like that, if Nick Foles were to get them to that spot, they're not going to suddenly change quarterbacks.
No, that would be very unusual, and it wouldn't seem to make much sense. I totally agree with you on that front. But Merrill, they have to get in first, and to do that,
absolutely,
they need some help, because they don't only need the Bears to beat the Vikings in Minnesota, but they also need the Rams essentially to be playing a competitive game against the Niners. If the Niners aren't giving the Rams much trouble, and the Rams are blowing out San Francisco, there's a good chance Matt Nagy, the head coach of the Bears, will start sitting starters. He kind of alluded to that yesterday at his press conference. He said that they got to be smart about it, but if he gets word that the Rams are blowing out the Niners, he's going to focus on winning, but if he gets word otherwise, then he'll have to be smart. How difficult is it for the Eagles to be in that situation? You've been calling these games for decades. Do you remember a situation like this where the Eagles need this much help?
Oh, are you kidding? Back in 2008, the Eagles needed more help. I went to the stadium that day to the Link, and the Eagles needed 5 different things to happen.
I remember that.
And they had to beat the Cowboys. You remember that. 5 different things had to happen, and some of them were really improbable, and they all happened that day, and then the Eagles blew out the Cowboys. So, yeah, I have been through that before. But I will tell you this, I can't see the Eagles focusing on the scoreboard during that game. All they can think about is beat the Washington Redskins. I don't think they're going to think about that other game. They know what has to happen. Just go beat the Washington Redskins. And keep in mind, I don't think the Rams are playing all that well right now. And
that's
San
true.
Francisco has been feisty. So that's not even automatic for the Rams.
That's a good point, Merrill. And one more thing I want to touch on. Yesterday, the Eagles took Mike Wallace off of injured reserve. He's active for the first time since week 2 when he fractured his fibula. What do you think the chances are for him to have any impact this week against the Redskins? Or is this another thing where it's kind of like getting kicked down the road if the Eagles go on a run here in January?
No, if they brought him off of injured reserve yesterday, there's a reason. I think that there's a chance that he will play against the Redskins. Mike Wallace felt all season that he would be back. I don't think he projected game 16, but he's coming back from a broken leg, and he's still very, very fast. He wasn't worried about the speed. He was worried about the cutting ability, and apparently he's got that down pat now. He's tested out well, so I think they plan to use Mike Wallace. I'll be surprised if they brought him back and deactivated him this week. I think he's back to play.
Very good. Well, thank you for the time as always, Merrill. We'll chat again tomorrow morning.
Happy holiday to all of our listeners.
Indeed, Merrill. Thank you. That was the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.